Okay, today's daf is it daf? Hey, so we got to the last two lines of Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara was talking about marrying a Pesula. So the Gemara says, last two lines, Amar Mar, Bein Kach Lo Yival Lo Berev Shabbos Lo Matzah Shabbos. A person should not have beer Rishona, not on Friday night, nor on Matzah Shabbos. So the Gemara says, I understand Bishma Berev Shabbos, why it's Aser Mishim Chabura. There's a Chabura that's made in terms of the Dam Basum, and we'll see what that problem is. It's what type of Malacha. El b'motzei Shabbos, am I low? What's wrong with having beer rishon in motzei Shabbos? Isn't it's not Shabbos anymore? What's the violation? To which the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Zera, going on to Daf Hey now, Mishum Cheshbonos. The problem is making Cheshbonos. What's Cheshbonos? If you look at Rashi in the top of Daf Hey, Mishum Cheshbonos She'im Yichnos l'motzei Shabbos. If you have the Suda plan, the whole Chasa plan for motzei Shabbos, Yasa Suda Balayla V'yachshav B'Shabbos Ma'ot Tzarech L'hotzi. You're going to start making all the calculations, what's needed for motzei Shabbos, V'ksiva V'daber Davar. You can't talk about things not related to Shabbos. So talking about the Sudas, the Nisuin, would be a problem on Shabbos to prepare for Motzei Shabbos. And Gemara says, what do you mean? What's wrong with that? Like, I'm sure you're all thinking. Amr le'abayi v'cheshbonos shel mitzvah mi'asiri. Granted, you can't throw out calculations in general about business, a mekach, a memkar, and so on. But when it comes to cheshbonos shel mitzvah, such as a chasna, that certainly would be allowed. And the Gemara goes on to list a series of proofs that cheshbonos shel mitzvah, calculations related to mitzvahs, are permitted. V'har Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, Damri Tervayu, both of them hold cheshbonos shel mitzvah mutar l'cheshbon b'shabbos. You're allowed to make calculations related to mitzvahs. The Amar Abelazar, poskin stakel aniyim b'shabbos. You're allowed to dedicate, pledge money towards aniyim. V'amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, holchin l'bati knesiyas l'bati medjashos l'fakeach al yitzkei rabim b'shabbos. You're allowed to gather together in the shuls and the base medrash to talk about communal needs on Shabbos and talk about calculations. V'amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan mefakim pikuach nefesh b'Shabbos. If there's a need for pikuach nefesh, you could discuss those matters as well. And further, Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonos on holchin latartios lekarkeios, seven types of theaters, big locations, lefakech al itzkei rabim b'Shabbos to talk about communal matters. And finally, b'tani debate menashia mishadchin alatinokos learis b'Shabbos. You could talk about the needs for marrying off for women and men, chasen and kala, v'altinok l'lamda seif l'lamda umnos, and to teach a child Torah and to teach him a profession. And just Rashi points out there's a mitzvah to teach a child a profession. If you look at Rashi, four lines down, l'lamda umnos, mitzvahu, d'chsivi quotes a pasuk in Koelas, re'e chayim im isha, asher after l'muda umnos, shetichya himanu im ha-Torah. So you should be able to live with the Torah. You need to have a parnasa. V'amrin and kedushin, one of the obligations a father must teach the children is she'aviv chayv lamda umnos. Either way, we see around five different statements whereby there's an allowance, a heter, to speak about different types of calculations if it relates to a mitzvah. So why would a chasam be any different? In other words, it certainly should be allowed to talk about the cheshbonos of the mitzvah of a nisuin if it takes place Matzah Shabbos. So that can be good ground why one cannot have beer rishona on Matzah Shabbos. So before we get to the answer, there's some interesting discussions along the way here. The Ran asks the following question. The Gemara, the Mishnah tells the Maseches Beitza, a person is not allowed to be makdish something on Shabbos. So why is it being makdish something usher? But here the Gemara says, dedicating something, pledging something to tzedakah would be permitted. So the Ran says the difference is as follows. The problem of being makdishing, to be makdish a davar mesuyim, to be makdish an object, that's a problem. But to dedicate money, that's just taking a personal obligation. We're not saying this object or this money is hekdesh. I just have an obligation to pay $180. That's very different than being makdish a davar mesuyim. That's a distinction according to the Ran. The Riva says the difference is as follows. Hekdesh is only usher when it's a davar reshus, when you're voluntarily, you're dedicating something. But staka, where there's an obligation, there's a chiv to help those in need, that's a chiv. When it comes to a chiv, there's a heter to be makdish something, to pledge something, to dedicate something on Shabbos. So the difference between a reshus versus a chiv according to the Riva. Now the Shulchan Aruch writes that when a person is allowed to, you can make an agreement with a Rebbe to teach your child the Torah, that's true, but you can't talk about money. You can't discuss the price. I'll pay you some money for teaching my child, learning my child, but I can't discuss a particular price. Now, even though the Gemara says you can't talk about cheshbonos, but the Shulchan Aruch says you can't talk about the exact cheshbonos, and the Gemara says that's exactly the point. You could talk about, you'll pay money, but to talk about the particulars that much is not allowed because the particulars isn't necessary for the agreement. Meaning, the Rebbe will know he'll get paid something, And it's not a chelik of the mitzvah. It's just a, it's a, it's external to the teaching itself, to the mitzvah itself, but it's not essential to the mitzvah. And therefore, one can't talk about the exact cheshbonos when it comes to teaching a Rebbe, even though it's a davar mitzvah. So back inside the Gemara now, either way.
The reason to do the, with the Tino, the Lando Sefer, Lando Unmus, Dafkan Shabbos, like it's a mitzvah to do it.
No, you're trying to make the agreements with, not teaching on Shabbos, but making the agreement with the Rebbe. Could you, when you have a chance, during the week, could you get together and teach him how to do business, that's it. So now, either way, we're trying to figure out why is it usher to have a chasna matzei Shabbos. And so the Gemara says, Ela, Amar Rebbe Zera, Gezera, Shemi Yishchot Benof. Because they're concerned if you're trying to prepare a meal for many people on matzei Shabbos, you might get nervous there's not enough food and shecht an animal, shecht a chicken on Shabbos itself, which is a violation of shechita on Shabbos. That can't be done. That's a problem of a chabura, the tears and the shama. You can't shecht on Shabbos. So for that reason, they said no meals matzei Shabbos, lest it lead to a shechting on Shabbos itself. So Amr Le'abaye El Miat, if that's the case. Yom Kippurim shechal yos b'sheni b'shabbos yidche. If Yom Kippur falls out on Monday, which is in essence Sunday night, that means Sunday, Matzah Shabbos Sunday, is Erev Yom Kippur, and there's a mitzvah to have a suda. So says the Gemara, so shouldn't we be concerned that if there's a big suda, Matzah Shabbos, or really Sunday, Erev Yom Kippur, you shouldn't have it. You should push off Yom Kippur from Monday to Tuesday, because you're pressed for time. You might end up shechting and chicken on Shabbos to prepare for the meal the very next day. So the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference here. So again, Yitzchez, Gezer Hashem, Yishko Benof. He says, no. Hussam over there, Dilanafshe lo tarid, Hacha dilachem tarid. By Yom Kippur, you're just making a meal for yourself. You're not so pressured. But when it comes to Sudas Chasna, you're making a meal for your entire Kehila. And that's a lot of people, that's a lot of pressure, and that's why there's a real Chashash. But by Yom Kippur, it's a small meal just for your family, and there's no Chashash. Inami, alternatively, it's not a question of numbers, it's a question of time. Hussam over there, Isle Ravcha, by Yom Kippur, the meal isn't Matzah Shabbos, the meal is Sunday, the last meal before you begin the fast. So there's plenty of time to get your chicken shechtim. However, here, when it comes to Hacha, Lesle Ravcha, but when it comes to the case of the Chasna, it's Matzah Shabbos, it's right after Shabbos, it's immediate, therefore there's no time. We're concerned you might end up shechting an animal on Shabbos itself. So Gemara said, Hashad, Asad Lahachi, now that we've said this, as the reason, we can also understand why Er Shabbos, Nami, why there's a concern of getting married, Gezer Shema Yishcha Benof, because the Chasna is going to be, if you get married Friday, the Chasna is going to then lead into Shabbos itself, and you might feel bad that there's not enough food for people going around, you might shecht an animal on Shabbos to feed your guests. And that's the reason why one cannot have a Chasna both on Erev Shabbos and on Matzah Shabbos. Now, a couple of things here. I remember when I was learning this Gemara in Ketubah, my first year in Eretz Yisrael, so I didn't understand how could you push off Yom Kippur from Monday to Tuesday. It didn't make any sense to me. Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei. I learned that. It's very little I learned in high school. That's one of the things I knew. I knew when Yom Kippur was. How can you push off from the 10th of Tishrei to the 11th of Tishrei? I didn't understand this. So this is the first question I ever asked Rav Nevinzal. Rav Nevinzal says, simply, you could add an extra day on Elul, and this way, extra day on Elul, that pushes everything off a day. So if Chachamim were able to anticipate the date, the calendar, they could adjust it from the change the dates. So it ends up being, of course, the 10th, but the 10th is no longer on a Monday. The 10th of Tishrei will be on a Tuesday. Fine. Gemara now says as follows, halfway down the Amud. Ibailahu Pesula Nises Birvi. When we say that a woman gets married on Revi, on Wednesday, do we allow her to get married on Wednesday and then the bia also be on Wednesday before nightfall? So it's Wednesday, not Wednesday night, but Wednesday. But we're not concerned between Wednesday and the next morning, Thursday morning, the Bezdin convenes. If there's no basum, his mind, he won't be cooled off. He'll still be upset. Odilma, we're concerned if they would have bia Wednesday, it would cool off. The heter is only Besula Nises Birvi. They get married Wednesday, but Nivelas Bechamish, but the Bia must take place Wednesday night, which is really Thursday already in our calendar. The Chashina Lekridaiti, we are concerned that otherwise he would cool off and he found no Dam Besum and wouldn't go to Bezdin. So again, is the heter of Wednesday with Bia Wednesday also? Or Wednesday leading to Bia on Wednesday night, which in essence is Thursday? So Gemara says, Tashma, the Tani Bar Kapara Besula. Besula Nises Birvi, Vinivelas Bichamishi. Why in the fifth day should there be Bia? Ho Venemra Bo Bracha Ledagm. There's a bracha, the Pasuk says when it comes to Bria Sa'olam, Sheshime Bracious, that there's a bracha for the fish, And the Garashi invokes the pasuk Piravuv Mul Es Haymayim, that they should procreate the fish and have many fish swimming the sea. So we want to have a bracha. So that's why, since we want to have bracha to have children, it should dafka be Wednesday night, which should be essence Thursday. It's in essence Thursday to have the bracha of the dogum. So Gemara next makes the following dik now. The only reason why we want to have Nivelas Bechamishi is so that we have a bracha. I said before I get to the dik, I'm sorry. That Nivelas Bechamishi ho v'nemra bo bracha l'dagim. And Almana Nises Bechamishi. Now, when Almana gets married on Thursday, and the Bishmi Thursday night, which is Shishi now, Nivelas Bechishi, why? Ho v'nemra bo bracha l'adam. Because the bracha, the 6 days when man was created, and it says by man, by Adam, Peru vu milus aretz, procreate and take over the world. So the Amana Shishi had the bracha of the Adam to Bizocha to prove as well. So now the Gemara makes the following diak. That time of Mishim Bracha, the only reason why we encourage the woman in Basula to have Bia La Chamishi, the night of the Chamishi, is because of the Bracha of the Dagim. But in terms of the concern of her cooling off, that wasn't a concern. And Rashi says, if a person doesn't care for the bracha, they're allowed to get married and have bia during Wednesday proper, and there's no chashash of a kridaita. That's what Gemara learns. Okay, so that's the conclusion. Now, that being said, so now that we have the bracha of the dog and the bracha of the adam, asks Gemara, ihachi, almananami tibal b'chamishi. So once we're concerned with the bracha of the dogim, just like the basula gets married the night of the chamishi, so too shouldn't the basula also get married, the amana rather, get married the night of the chamishi as well for the bracha of the dogim? So the Gemara says, no, because bracha du adam adifale, the bracha that applies to man, which is leil shishi, is more effective, greater than the bracha that applies to the dogim. So inami, alternatively, the other reason why we want the amana to get married Thursday, Leil Shishi, is because Inami, a second reason, not because of the Bracha of Adam, rather because Mishim Shaktu, a different Shaktu than we discussed the other day. Shaktu, the Tanya, Mipnei Ma Amru Almana Nisets Bechamishi, why did we say Almana should get married on Thursday, and Nivelas Bechishi, and Thursday night, which is Friday, should be the Bia? Shim'ata Omer Tiba Bechamishi, if you say that Thursday is a marriage, and the Bia is also going to be on Thursday, L'macher mashkim l'maraso, the next day, Friday, he's going to leave her by herself, he's going to go to his job, v'holechlo, he's going to go off on his way. And shaktu chacham wanted to be, that women need the men to be with them for a few extra days, so they wanted to establish a situation whereby they could force the man to stick around for a few days. So shaktu chachamim, al takanis benos Yisrael, she'esamech ima shloshi yamim, they should be celebrating with their wife, even though she's an amana, and this is her second marriage, still they should be with each other at least 3 days. Why? Chamishi b'Shabbos, ver Shabbos b'Shabbos. The Thursday they're together because that's the day of the marriage. If they have a leil shishi at the night, he's not going to walk away the next morning, we assume. It's a long night for him. So shishi, he'll be home with her as well. And then Shabbos itself, obviously, can't go to work. So they have to create a situation 3 days in a row. This way he's forced to spend time with her those 2 days in a row. So that's the two different reasons why Chachamim say that she should get married on Thursday, either because the bracha of Leil Shishi for the Adam, or because there should be built in 3 days in a row to celebrate with each other. What's nafkamina between the issue of the bracha of Adam versus the shaktu Chachamim of 3 days together? Iki benayu, Adam batel. A person has got no job, so he's not going to work the next day. So even if they were to get married and have be a Thursday, he's not going to do the work Friday. There's no job. He doesn't work. So therefore, he'll be home either way. So then there would be a heter to have bia even on Thursday itself. Inami alternative, the yomtiv shechalios bear Shabbos. If the Friday's a yomtiv, so then there's no, he's allowed to have bia even Thursday because he's not going to work the next day on Friday since it's yomtiv. So that too, those would be two scenarios whereby bia would even be allowed on Yom Chamishi itself within Amana. Fine. So now, the Aruch HaShulchan asks the following question. We don't have such a minhag anymore. The minhag nowadays is Almana can get married any day it's convenient. We don't say Daf can get married on Thursday. What happened to this whole takana? So Aruch HaShulchan says that this whole takana is not really a chiv. It's a nice thing ba'alma, it's a minhag ba'alma, and therefore there's no concern. In the beginning, again, the idea was to have the chasen stay home with the Almana for 3 days. So we have to build into such a practice. So we have to be very strong in getting married dafka on Thursday. But now it's been pretty accepted, widely accepted, says Aruch HaShulchan, that the man stays home with his wife, even though she's an amana for 3 days, and whether it's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll stay home for 3 days, and therefore there's no need to press anymore that they dafka get married on Thursday, because that has been the established custom of the 3 days in a row, regardless of which particular date they were to get married. Okay, now inside the Gemara, a little Galta, The Gemara says as follows: Darish bar kapara. He darshes the following: Dolim ma'isa tzadikim yoser mi'isa shemayim v'aretz. Greater is the actions performed by the tzadikim more so than the creation of the world by Kadosh Baruch Hu itself. How do we know this? De'ilu, when it comes to ma'isa shemayim v'aretz, when Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, k'siva af yadi, he used just one singular hand. Yasta, he established the world. Eretz v'yimini tipcha shemayim, and he placed the shemayim in its place. Ve'ilu, when it came to ma'isa tzadikim shel tzadikim, in other words, in terms of building the base of Mikdash, it says k'siva machon l'shivtecha palat Hashem Mikdash Hashem kanu yadecha, which means your hands. So more hands were involved in ma'isa tzadikim as opposed to one single hand used in terms of building Shemayim Aretz, which indicates the more hands involved indicates a greater ma'isa, a greater action being performed. So heishe bavli echad, a particular bavli, someone from Bavel, Rabbi Chiyashimo, that was his name, v'yabeshes yodav yatzaru, and the dry land was created by his hands, like Hakadosh Baruch Hu's hands, in the plural. And the Gemara responds yadoksiv, although we recite it, we pronounce it as yadav, it's written as yado, which indicates his singular hand was used to create the world. V'aksiv, doesn't it say yatsaru, that they created, the hands created? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, yatsru etzvos, of his fingers, the five fingers from one hand were used to create the world. K'dichsiv, ki era shamecha ma'asei etzvosecha, yerech v'chochav ma'asei konanta. So still one hand. Yes, multiple fingers, but still one hand. So asks Gemara further, Meisive Hashemayim Misaprim Kvod Kel, Umase Yodov, plural, Magid HaRakia. So we see both hands were used to create the world. Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar, Masi Adem Shel Tzadikim, the actions of the multiple hands of Tzadikim, Mi Magid, who's going to tell us about the great actions? HaRakia, from Shemayim, they're going to announce the great actions of the Tzadikim. Umayni, what are the actions? What's going to be the indicator of the actions of Tzadikim? Matar. I mean, when it rains, rain is reflective of the ma'isa tzadikim. But in essence, it's the yod of the hand of the tzadikim that in essence are going to cause the rain and continue the world's existence. Fine. That's the first drasha. Now, the Turi Evan asks an interesting question. He said, wait a second. It says here that the world was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bayad. Shemayim Aretz Bayad. That's a pasuk we just brought. But the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says the world was created b'maimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world b'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. So was the world created b'yadayim or was it created b'peh, b'dvar? So he uses the following. The Gemara Chagiga asks a different question. It says in one pasuk that the Shemayim was created first. Right? It says Breishis Bara Elkim Es Shemayim Es Aretz. But another pasuk says the Aretz was created first. B'yom Asas Hashem Elkim Eretz V'Shemayim, which was created first. And the Gemara answers that when it came to the creation, Shemayim is created first. When it came to being placed in the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu placed the Aretz first and then the Shemayim afterwards. So too, the base in the Aruch HaNer says when it came to creating them, that was B'maimer, Hashem created. But in terms of placing it, he used his hands to place the Aretz and then his hand to place the Shemayim afterwards. And that's how he reconciles this particular steer. So back inside the Gemara now, another drasha on the bottom here of Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Darish Bar Kapara. Ma'idich said, what does the pasuk mean when it says V'yosei Tzielcha Al Aznech? There's going to be a peg of some sort in your ears. A very strange pasuk. Al Tukri Aznecha, rather Ela Oznecha. Aznecha doesn't really mean ears. They're making the drasha to make it mean ears. It means the weapons really. So there should be some type of peg in your weapons to make it secured. But they make the drasha. Don't read Aznecha as a Klei Zayin. Rather Al Oznecha, Oznecha, your ears. Shim Yishama Adam Davar Sheino Hagun. If you hear something inappropriate, what should a person do? He should Yaniach Etzbo Ba'azav. He should place his finger as a peg, place it in his ear so he doesn't hear what's going on. He shouldn't hear the Lashon Hara. Behind you, Da'amar Reb Elazar, that's exactly what Reb Elazar taught us. Mipnei ma'etz ba'osav shel adam domos liyasedos. Why are the fingers shaped like pegs, whereby the tip of them are thinner? As they get closer to the hand, they get wider. Why are they shaped in such a way? My time, Elaim, if you're going to tell me, Mishum dimachalkin kochad v'chad elamilsa, aviday. If you're going to tell me, because each one is separate on its own, to create that separation, so kochad v'chad elamilsa aviday, each one has its own function, each finger. The Amar Mar, Zo Zeres, the Zeres, the pinky, is meant to, as Rashi points out, to measure the Choshen. And the Zu Kamita, the ring finger, is meant to talk about where you had your Kamita, then the coin scoops up the flower, the Menachos. And Zu Amma, the middle finger, is meant to measure from the elbow to the middle finger, is an Amma, used to measure an Amma in the Kalim, the Mishkan. and duet, but the point is used to sprinkle blood on the mizbeach. And gudal, the thumb is meant for sprinkling of the on the bohen. When it comes to mitzvah, they all have a particular function. That's why they're separate fingers. But that doesn't answer why they're shaped as a yased. Elamatam mishupos ki yased. That's why they slanted like a yased. Shim yishma adam davar sheino hogun aniach hatzbosa ba'ozna. Because now they're shaped in such a way they fit nicely into the ear to stop a person from hearing that which is inappropriate. That was the drasha. And the Gemara says, furthermore, that's not the only way we have to stop things from coming into our ears. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, mipnei ma ozen kulo kasha. The entire ear is a little bit hard. The cartilage is a bit stiff. But ha'elya, but the bottom part of the ear where, you know, a woman would put an earring on, ha'elya rachab, that part is soft. Why is that part soft? Shim yishma adam davar sheinu hagin. A person hears something inappropriate, he can yachav elya latochi. Take that bottom part, that flap, which is soft, and bend it up and put it into his ear. That would be another way where a person could block any of this lashnara or dvarma sheinu huganim entering into his ear, into his in his shama. So Gemara then says, Tanya Rabbanan, the Brayta teaches us that al yashmir adam laoznav dvarm b'telam, a person should not to be exposed to unnecessary words b'pnei shein nechavos tchila levarm, because since the ear is on the outside of a person's body. And when it comes to a person going to Gehenna, that's going to be the first place that will get burnt. A person should make sure it's protected so it won't get burnt by the Eish of Gehenna. So fine. The Gemara now says, back to the topic of Bia Rishona. So the Gemara asks, Ibailu, Mao Livel Bitchila B'Shabbos. Is there a heter to have the Bia Rishona on Friday night? So Tosis points out that even though we said a woman should be getting married Wednesday, and Bia Rishona should be Leil Chamishi, sometimes they're not the Zocha to have Bia Rishona Leil Chamishi, and it's pushed off and all the way until Friday night, until Leil Shabbos. So if that were to happen, would there be a heter to have Bia Rishona Leil Rishona? Isn't there concerned of Leil Shabbos? Isn't there concerned of Dam Basulim breaking? And isn't that a Chabur of some sort? So this, the Gemara asks a series of questions, goes back and forth. It's like a little ping pong game here. So Gemara says, Ibailu, Mao Livo Betchila B'Shabbos. Do we say dam mifka pocket? It sounds like a biological question that's going on here. Do we say that dam is somehow in a little membrane of some sort? And that it's broken open and it comes out? Then we'll look at Rashi to explain a little bit better. Oh, chabur michbar, or perhaps the blood is part of the body and you break it open, it's a chabura. So just look at Rashi to be a little bit clearer. Says Rashi, around halfway down the narrow lines in Rashi, Mifkat pocket, kimo pikadon kanis ve'omer, like something of pikadon, something that's in a particular location. Ve'eno nivla bedofne rechem, and the dam basulim is not part of the womb itself. You need to break open the skin to have the blood come out. No, ella shepesach no befanav uposla v'yotze. There's an opening, and you have to open the area to let the dam be released. But it's not breaking anything. It just there's a pesach that needs to be opened. Very different than a chabura. Is that how it is viewed? It's in a membrane that needs to be popped open, if you will. A chabura michmer, perhaps it's really part of the body. And dam besum hayotze ayde chaburahu, ba shadofen misparag mechev mechaver. You have to tear it open to release the blood. So that's the question. If it's dam mifka pakid, it sounds like less a problem. It's chabura michbar, it's a more of a problem. So what's the problem of making a chabur on Shabbos in general? Making a wound. What's wrong with making a wound? So Tosas brings two different deos. I'll say this outside. Either it's a problem of soveya, and there's a Rashi that says in Gemara and Shabbos that somehow dying, it's coloring the skin. And Tosas prefers in the Tias Neshama is taking the blood. Blood itself is part of one's lifeline. So even though a person doesn't die from losing blood, but still an aspect of his blood, of his life, so it's called Netiyas Neshama, it's Bechlal Netiyas Neshama under Shechita. So that either way, that's the question. Is this Dam Mifkat Pocket and more allowed? Or Chabur Mikbar, some type of Malacha, and will be not allowed on Shabbos? So Gemara says, Vim Tim Salam, if you're going to tell me Dam Mifkat Pocket Ladam, Mifkat Pocket, meaning it's sitting there in a membrane, and you don't actually have to create a wound for it to come out, in which case it would be allowed. But then the Gemara says, even in that man, the Amar, that mifkat pocket, it's sitting there in a membrane, ledam hutzarach v'shari, and all you really need is the blood to know that she's a basula, or it's one trying to make a pesach, v'aser, and you're not allowed to make a pesach, you can't open up things on Shabbos, to make a pesach would be aser. So what's the goal? Is the goal for the dam, or is the goal for the pesach? And Gemara says, im tim salomer ledam hutzarach. And even if you want to say that you really need the dam, and the pesach memela kasi, the pesach just comes memela. And now the question of psik resha, it's not really psik resha, because there are ways to get the dam, says Tosas, even without creating a pesach. There's a back way to get the dam out without creating a Pesach. So it's not really a psik ratio. But really the goal is to know that there's dam there and the Pesach is very secondary. So we focus on the dam, not on the creating the Pesach. Still, nonetheless, if one does create a Pesach, that's what's called a davar shenu miskaven. My kavanah was not to make a Pesach, but it happened, and it's davar shenu miskaven. So now that's toloi on the machlokas tonight, whether davar shenu miskaven is mutter aser. So again, the Gemara says, Vim Tim Salomar, if you're going to tell me the dam hu tzarech, you really need a dam which is allowed, and the Pesach just comes memela kasi, and it's really secondary. Well, it's halacha ke Rebbe Shimon damar, he holds in general, davar shenu miskaven is mutter, and therefore it'd be permitted to have bia rishona leil Shabbos. Or perhaps halacha ke Rebbe Yehuda, who holds damar, davar shenu miskaven is aser, in which case, although all I want is the dam, but since I'm also creating a Pesach, that would be aser on Shabbos. Vim Tim Salomar Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. And even if you assume like Rabbi Yehuda, that normally Davar Shem Miskaven is Aser, that's only true when that Davar Shem Miskaven is created betikin, it's constructive. But if it's done destructive, even Rabbi Yehuda would allow it. So do we say this is Mekalkahu Eitz HaPesach? It's called destructive by creating the opening for the Dam Basulim, in which case even Rabbi Yehuda would agree it's Mutter. Or perhaps this is called Mesakinhu Eitz HaPesach, in which case it's constructive and would be Aser. So Gemara doesn't answer, just raises a lot of different Imtim Salomars. And the Gemara just says, to make things more complicated, Ikadami, there's a whole nother approach to this sugya. Vim Tim Salomar Dam Chabur Michber. Let's say you assume it is for Chabur, in which case really it should be also Lel Shabbos, against what we said above. We're saying it's a Chabur Michbar. Do we say Ladam Hutzarch Aser, and since you're creating a wound for the blood, it would be Aser? Or maybe Dilma Lahanaz Atma Hutzarch Vashar, maybe the whole intent of Bir Shon is for his own personal Hana, nothing to do with the Dam Basulim, in which case the Maisa Bir is allowed, and even though Dam comes out, that's considered secondary, so maybe it should be allowed. Even if you want to say Lahanaz Atmahu Tzarech, and therefore Dam Memela Kasi, and therefore it's Mutter, but still the Dam comes out, the Chabur comes, and you have to again deal with the question of Davar Shenu Miskaven. Do we say Halacha Kerb Yehuda, in which case it would be Aser, even though the Kavan is Lahanaz Atmo, but since the Dam comes out, that would be Aser according to Yehuda. Or Halacha Rishimon, who says Davar Shenu Miskaven is Mutter, in which case one would be allowed to have Bia Rishona on Leil Shabbos. Vim Tim Shlomo, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Davar Shem Miskaven is Aser, maybe here should be Mutter, because it's Mekalka B'Chabura, and that would be permitted. Or perhaps it's considered Mesakin B'Chabura, it's called constructive as it relates to Chabura, and maybe it would be allowed to. Vim Tim Shlomo, this is called Mekalka B'Chabura, and would be allowed. Do we say in general, maybe not everybody holds Mekalka is actually Mutter. Maybe we say Mekalkel Ke Rabbi Yehuda, who says Mutter, or maybe going into Daf Vav, which will stop with this, a Halacha Ke Rabbi Shimon, who holds Mekalka B'Chabura, is actually going to be Aser and Chayiv. And the Gemara stops there, and we'll stop today's Daf now, and we'll see tomorrow how we actually Paskin L'maisa, whether it's Mutter or whether it's Aser. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We first spoke about why Miyasa to get married Mutter Shabbos. Would it be because of Cheshbonos? We said no, Cheshbonos mitzvah is actually permitted to talk about on Shabbos. Rather, it's because the Shema Yishchel ben Of, you might shecht a bird because you're preparing for the Suda afterwards. Then we spoke about when a woman could get married on a Revi, is that married Revi and Bia is also allowed Revi? Or the Bia must be on Leil Chamishi because we're concerned of Ikri Daitin. The Gemara quoted Bryce that says there's an idea to get married Leil Chamishi for the bracha of the Dagim, but had not been for the bracha, even the Bia would be allowed on Revi, and that's why Paskin Revi, Bia on Revi would actually be permitted. We then discussed why there's an Indian for the Aman to get married Chamishi and Bia Leil Shishi, either because bracha of Adam is Adif for bracha Dagim, or because we're on Shaktu Chacham to have 3 days Shlosh Yomim with the Chasan and the Amana Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Then we have Joshua about the Gedol Maisa Tzadikim Yosef Maisa Shemayim Baretz Yadayim versus Yadai. Then we have the other Joshua about sticking the hands, the fingers in the ears or the ear itself into the whole ear to avoid any Lashon Hara. And then we had this last question about the Bailu, when that Bir Rishona on Shabbos is mutter or not. It might depend on whether the dam is mifka pocket or chabur michbar. Depends on the dvar shem is kaven mutter or aser, the kalka mesakein mutter aser, and so on and so forth. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day. Berachtia.